Here's another one for the In Case You Missed It podcast with TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity.
All right, here we go. We are backstage. Tortuga, the man to shut the whole thing down for 2025. Luke Combs. Luke, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are y'all?
We are well. Man, well, we are even better now.
Yeah, we are.
So, with you here.
ever since the title of this song, I heard it, I always, you and I are the same age, I'm always like, did he get the inspiration from this? Now, hearing the song, obviously not, but I was wondering if you could sign a copy of me of Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because, you know, I always thought that, you know, maybe it's about these folks. Did you read this book growing up as a kid?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
How could you not?
Obviously,
right?
I know the song wasn't about it, but I'm like, I'm going to have a piece of history here.
I guarantee that's where the title came from. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So, Luke, two little ones at home. I got my little one out here.
Yep.
What is the new milestone? I know there's a new milestone every day. What is the one with the two little ones? And on top of that, what's the show they can't stop watching or the song they won't stop singing?
Newest milestone for the oldest one's going to be like, we're at like Defiance.
Oh, okay. Not a fun one then.
We're getting close to three now. We're saying no a lot to a lot of stuff that we don't even know what we're saying no to. We're just saying no. Okay. That's what we want to do.
Okay.
Got it.
The other one is like just about to start like talking.
Okay.
Like, he's just about to start like kind of like saying more than like 2-3 words together. That's my little one right there.
There it is.
That was well done. Well done there.
She got the cue.
And is there a show they can't stop watching? Are you stuck on the Blueys of the world or things like that?
My guys, I mean, of course, Blueys, you know, that's a staple.
Understood.
We got Peppa Pig.
Understood.
Around. We got a YouTube my older son loves called Kid Crew.
Okay.
It's just a kid and his parents playing with trucks in the yard. Dude.
Making billions probably.
Gotta be. Yeah. I mean, gotta be. Yeah, it's unbelievable. He can't stop watching it.
Oh.
And it's literally just these two, it's two parents and their kid.
Amazing.
And they're like, here's how to like dig an irrigation ditch. And they're like playing with little trucks. And then like the dad will like dig a real irrigation ditch. And then he's like, here's how you can dig an irrigation ditch at home. And it's like the little action figure. It's wild.
Awesome. Amazing.
The kid crew. Brilliant strategy.
We're getting on it now.
Yeah. Nice milestones there. All right, but a big one, too. I have to bring this up because obviously the massive, massive hit, Fast Car, obviously.
Yep.
Tracy Chapman just spoke for the first time about her experience with you at the Grammys and everything. Yesterday was the 37th year anniversary of the debut album. How was that experience really now, like for you to like look back on the moment, because she said at that moment she's like, we just knew we were getting it done, like we were getting it right.
Yeah, definitely. We spent a lot of time that week. We went out, we rehearsed like 5 days because she hadn't played in like a decade or something.
Yeah.
So she was really she really wanted to make sure we were going to get it right, you know. And obviously she had like the original band that played on the album and stuff, and so that was like, you know, that was different for me. Like, whoa, dude, what was that? That was wild, dude. Was that a bird shit, dude?
A pterodactyl.
That was a huge bird shit, dude. That was awesome. Oh, man. Or was that someone, like, rip a drink down at you or what?
We're not sure.
That was awesome, though. Bird shit is
good luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that was awesome, by the way. That was wild.
This is awesome.
That was wild.
That's where the wild things are up there. There they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. It's not raining. I don't know. Anyways, I could get into that for an hour. Whatever just happened. But it was great. Original band. But yeah, it was wild because it was like, well, I don't want to mess this. I don't want to be the guy that messes it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it was unannounced. The performance was not announced for the show.
Right.
So, I think there were some people that kind of like maybe the day before were like starting to put it together, like, well, maybe Tracy will come out with Luke, you know, because originally it was just going to be me doing Fast Car was the idea.
Right.
And obviously, you know, she came out and did it, and it was awesome, man. It was like, you know, I mean, it's surreal, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean, playing at the Grammys is nuts anyways.
It's like a moment in history, though. Not just.
It was cool, man.
But honestly, not just for your career, but for Grammy history. Getting her back out
there is no really easy
feat after everything we've heard about her life and career.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Like, you know, I think in that article she mentioned that we talked on the phone a few months before that. And it was kind of out of the blue. I was sitting in the deer stand at home, and my publicist was like, Tracy's going to call you. And I was like,
what?
Because, like, no one's, like, ever heard from her, you know?
Yeah.
She called me that evening, like, we're just getting our kids out of the bath and stuff, about to put them down for bed, and I mean, we probably talked for 45 minutes or something like that, and you know, I just talked to her about her music, and it was just real. It was real casual, man. Awesome. Like she was real nice, super sweet, you know, but definitely like a boss, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you could tell that she was just like. She wasn't playing any games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she's like a broken Xbox.
Did it make you
she don't play no games.
No, I mean, I think it made me nervous just because, like, you know, I'm just like, man, I don't want to say something stupid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, or sound like too much of a fan or, like, you know, like, right. But I was.
You try
like,
and hold it back.
I was like, when you recorded this song, what guitar did you do? Like, I'm like asking her all this, like, super nerdy stuff. And, like, she was super awesome about it. But I could tell, like, I think in the call, it was like, she was definitely, like, feeling me out.
Yeah.
Like, is this guy cool? Like, do I want to do this with this guy?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was kind of like, I felt like I was, like, it didn't feel like an interview at all, but
right.
I could tell she was, like, wanted to make sure that I was,
right,
like, a good guy.
Right.
You know? And, you know, at least that's what it felt like. And, but, man, she was so great. That experience was really, really cool. Super unique. And, man, it was, like, the coolest night because we just, it rained really hard for, like, the red carpet or whatever, and
right.
Remember we got all like dressed up, like me and my wife got all dressed up, and we were gonna, like, you know, you do the red carpet or
right.
whatever, and I remember like it's raining, and we're like, we're not doing it, and everyone's like, what do you mean you're not doing? I'm like, let's just not do the red carpet.
Yeah.
We just didn't do it. All dressed up for it. Go in, play, because that was kind of early in the show.
Uh huh.
Played the song with Tracy, because I wasn't up for any awards, like, on the show or anything.
Right.
So, come out, and then, like, changed into an old, like, camo, like, PFG that I had.
Yeah.
And probably these pants, to be honest. These pants get a lot of use. And we sat there in this little, like, mini, like, you know, those, like, little green room.
Yeah.
Like a fifth wheel camper.
Yeah.
And just, like... sat there and drank whiskey, like, backstage at the Grammys, like,
what a moment.
Like, we went in, me and my wife went in and sat in our seats for maybe, like 5 or 10 minutes, and then we were like, man, let's just, like, we already, like, won the night.
You won, absolutely.
Like, we had the best time.
You did.
I got to play with, you know, like, someone who I look up to immensely, you know, as an artist and as a musician, and, like, she got to have this super cool big moment.
Yeah.
And, like, I got to be a little part of it, and...
You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
so,
still.
I mean, like, you know, my assistant is my best friend from growing up. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm hanging out with, like, my best buddy and, like, my wife and, like, my manager who's been, you know, he's one of my best friends, too. And it's like, we just chilled and, like, drank. And
you didn't need a trophy to win that
said
night.
Bye to Tracy and then just went back to the hotel and ate pizza, dude. Like, it was sick.
I love
like,
that.
So cool.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
I
you're just.
You know, no, that was my after party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Prince Street Pizza at the hotel. It was awesome, man.
That's
it was
great.
It was freaking best.
That's
yeah.
great. Now, yeah. I know you got a good relationship with Lainey Wilson.
Yep.
And I know this could be way out there, but you posted a song on IG asking, like, who should I duet, you know, mm-hmm. this track
sure.
with?
Sure.
I mean, have you figured it out yet?
I still haven't, to be completely honest.
Is there anybody in mind, or can you share anything about that duet?
I mean, I've been going back and forth on it for a while. I'm trying to, you know, get my... whatever my next record is together and
mm-hmm.
Figure out what that looks like. And I've had a lot of conversations about, because that song, like whatever the clip I posted of it is like,
it's amazing.
It's all that exists of it.
Uh-huh.
So
oh,
the song
okay.
isn't done.
Right.
So
wow.
whoever does the other part, like I want them to write their part.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that is.
I don't know.
Well,
I still don't know yet.
I'm just putting Lainey out there because I know you've
oh,
written together and you guys go
yeah.
way back.
No, she,
and
I, mean, she would
I think she'd be a great
sure.
fit, so
oh,
I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, she would definitely crush it, for sure.
One more thing before we get you out of here. Like I said, we wanted to begin and end on a signing.
Okay.
So this is a picture from the past that posted up on Twitter I don't know how long okay. ago. Can you just explain to us what's happening in this picture?
Yeah, I sure can. So this is – I'm sure this will be on the screen.
Yes, the picture
extent.
Will be on the screen.
Got it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So this is at my buddy Power's house.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably, I'm guessing this is like eighth grade.
All right.
Okay.
Eighth grade, probably. This is play a little Skyrim.
All right,
computer.
Dude.
What's going on here?
Okay. So
you were, I got to know, yeah, from somebody out there. Yeah, there we go.
You were PC gaming before it became a thing.
Yeah, well, this was Powers. I didn't have one at the house.
Got it.
So anytime we went to Powers, we're like, dude, we're playing the computer. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was, yeah, this is a real. This
so
is
whether
an authentic,
you really liked Powers or not,
no,
he
he's
had
the best.
Computer,
yeah.
So you're
but
going?
But he did have a sick computer, though. Yeah. And I don't, you know. Yeah, this is a real picture.
Okay.
Last question, because I know when Kane gets on and he plays, do you still do playing online and things like that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do people believe it's really Luke Combs? Do you tell them, like, oh, Luke Combs just scored a touchdown on you?
Well, it's funny. Like, I mean, that is, like, just my name. Like, it'll, that's what just pops up. Okay. And I don't honestly don't think, like,
it's, like, it's my name.
I don't know that anyone's, like, ever even asked.
Really? Yeah.
Like, no one's ever been like, hey, are you
the real Luke Combs?
I just don't know that a lot of my fans are, like, into
gaming.
Like, I don't know. I'm sure they are, but, like, maybe not, like.
Okay.
They just take
maybe
it, like.
Maybe not, or they're just like, whatever, you
I'm
know?
Dropping in the goulash with Luke Combs. I'm just doing it. Maybe hopefully he's just good.
Maybe they just think there's some random out there
I
that's
get some,
pretending
like, yeah,
to
like,
be
I
Luke Combs.
I get some comments of, like, you know, someone will say something about it.
Yeah.
But no one's ever been like, hey, I feel like I would probably be honest with people.
Well, I hate to break it to, the you know, those guys out there. It's actually me. I'm actually Luke Combs playing.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah. So, I play with Dale Earnhardt Jr., and his name is just Dale Jr.
See?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You never know.
And he has like stories of people not believing him. He's like, no, I'm actually really Dale Jr. And they're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, get out of here. Just get better at the game, loser.
Yeah.
We are backstage live Tortuga Music Festival. Luke Combs. Luke, thank you, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.